ओम शांति। फॉर मेंटेनिंग स्टेबल स्टेज इन आवर ब्राह्मण लाइफ, we must become the problem proof. Because when problems are coming in our life, we may have lots of waste thoughts and negative thoughts in our mind. And because of that, we are losing so much energy. We have come to Baba for recharging this soul battery. We must understand one subtle thing. How the battery of soul is recharging and how the battery of soul is discharging. Only once we are getting the chance for recharging the soul battery throughout the cycle. Only once. But how really it works?
Is anyone from Malaysia here? Anyone from Malaysia? No one from Malaysia?
The electricity is coming through the medium of electric wire. Electric wire is a medium of electric energy. In the same way, thought is a medium through which we are receiving energy and losing energy. Thought is a medium through which we are receiving energy, recharging this battery, and through the thoughts we are using energy. Now we are having four type of the thoughts in our mind. First one, pure thoughts. Thoughts related with Baba. When we are thinking about Baba, when we are connected with Baba, we are receiving energy. Second type of the thought, negative thoughts or impure thoughts. Related with any negativity or any vice. Through which we are losing so much energy. Third one, vast thoughts. Water is here. I want to drink water. Water is in front of me. But I am lazy today. I have the thoughts. I want to drink water. I want to drink water. I want to drink water. 8 thoughts I have. But when I create 9 thoughts and then I start drinking water, it means I have 8 waste thoughts through which I waste so much energy. We are repeating thoughts again and again for a long time for a particular aspect. That is a waste thoughts. That is a leakage. We are draining away lots of powers through the waste thoughts and negative thoughts. And 4th one, thoughts for forming action, through which we are using little by little energy. Using. That is necessary. Baba emphasize in last season, stop the leakage of waste. Why that is necessary? Because on one hand we are receiving energy and on the other hand we are losing energy, and because of that the energy level is not increasing. Balance of energy is not increasing. When the energy level will increase, then battery will charge fast. The mobile battery is charging 1 hour, within 1 hour or 2 hours. But this battery, years and years. How many years? You are in GAN. 22 years. Charging battery, but not yet charged. I am 40 years, not yet charged. Why? Why not charging? Because as much energy we are receiving through yoga, we are using that energy on the other hand. And there is no balance. When balance increase, when saving increase, then energy level is increasing. That is why Baba mentioned, on one hand, your yoga must be powerful yoga, volcanic form of yoga. On one hand. It means we must receive lots of powers from Baba through yoga in a short time. On one hand, and on the other hand, we must become the problem proof. We must not lose that energy through waste thoughts and through negative thoughts. Time is running out. And within this short time, I had to recharge my battery. That is why I must become problem proof. In golden age, there were only two type of the thoughts, pure thoughts and thoughts for performing action. And because of that, we were using very little energy, Only two celestial degree we use in golden age. Same situation was repeating in a silver age. Always pure thoughts and thoughts for performing action. Again, we use 2 degrees in silver age. But when we enter in a copper age, there was a mild attack of Maya, and that's why we start waste thoughts and negative thoughts in addition to that thoughts. And energy ratio of using was increasing double. Instead of 2 degrees, we use 4 celestial degrees in copper age. But when we enter in iron age, never pure thoughts, always negative thoughts, always waste thoughts, always thoughts for performing action. That's why we were reaching nearly to zero, then Baba hold our hand. Oh my sweet child, come on please. This is the time of recharging your battery. Please start yoga. Do yoga. Why the people have lots of mental problem? Because there is only output, 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 no input. That is why Baba has given the signal that this is the time of becoming problem proof. How can we become problem proof? I would like to share 10 points regarding this subject. First point. For becoming problem proof, always feel Baba as your canopy. When you experience Baba as a canopy, then you will be safe. Baba is bounded to help you, your life. The moment you are going out of your center or out of your house, go in Baba's room and experience Baba as a preceptor. And tell Baba, Baba, now I am going for playing my role. And experience Baba's blessed hand on your forehead. And experience Baba as your canopy. All the day long. You are well protected. In this enemy's world, Maya, you will be protected. When you would experience Baba as a canopy. Second point. Do your best While playing your role, do your best. And leave rest on to God. When you are doing your best, your action would be perfect. Don't look at the result, look at your action. Result would be fine. Your life would be smooth. When your life is smooth, then there will not be chance of creating problem. If you are working with full efficiency, then everybody would be happy. Your colleagues would be happy. You will be happy. When we feel happiness while performing action, when we are performing action in a best position and with a great love, we feel happiness. Others also would be happy. But how can you perform best action? Huh? What is the secret? Huh? Baba is a companion. Baba is a canopy. The secret of performing good action is to experience lightness. Put the burden of your responsibility on Baba's shoulder. You are light. Laukik responsibility or alaukik responsibility. Put the burden of your responsibility on Baba's shoulder. Baba, you are responsible. And experience lightness. When you are experiencing lightness, the work efficiency of our mind and body is very high. We can perform any action best. When there is some sort of burden, subtle burden or pressure, we may not be able to perform that action in a perfect way. This is a beauty of performing best action. Because you play your role every cycle. This is not a new for you. This is just repetition. This is just repetition. Whatever is going on in this drama, this is just repetition. Just remain light. Problems are coming and going. I must not get influenced by any problem. As they are coming, they are going. When guest is coming, going also. Problem is like a guest. Test paper for you. Third aspect. be contented. Be contented. In all the situation may not be favorable for you. There are two sides of the coin, brighter side and darker side. Always try to see the brighter side of a coin. And be contented. If I would be contented, then there won't be problem in my mind of myself. If I will not be contented, I may have some desire, I may have some waste thoughts, negative thoughts regarding any person, which the one who is related with that things. You have one car but you are contented, and this sister has three cars but she is not contented. She has three cars, but she is not contented. When you are contented, then your mind would be happy. Then your mind would be peaceful. Then you can remember Baba nicely. The sign of knowledgeful soul is not get disturbed and not make others disturbed. Not creating obstacles for myself and not becoming obstacle for others. This is the sign of knowledgeful soul. Because he understands the karma philosophy. That is why learn in all the situation, learn to be contented. You would be problem proof. Human wants are unlimited. There is no limitations for human wants, human desires. Fourth point, always wear the jacket of positivity. Those are big personalities in this world, leaders, ministers. When they are going outside to meet the people, they wear the bulletproof jacket. Yeah, bulletproof. If someone want to shoot, cannot shoot. Because they wear the bulletproof jacket. This world is full with negativity. But if I wear the jacket of positivity, then there won't be any influence on my mind. Since copper age, our nature becomes always pointing negativity in others. We never observe positivity in a soul, in a person. That is our nature, sense cooperation. Now, just change the glass of negativity and wear the glass of positivity on third eye. And see positivity in every situation, in every person. Then you can become problem proof. This sister gave me half glass water for drinking. I said, why you give me half water? You are insulting me. You must give full glass water. But this brother have a positive attitude. And that sister gave half glass water. Oh, thank you very much. You gave me at least half water, glass water. I will drink that and I will get contented. He's happy. But I feel insulted because I have negative attitude. That is why keep on wearing always the jacket of positivity. Like a swan. Maintain the attitude of swan. Having always pure thoughts and pure feeling in our minds is a sign of purity, complete purity. Having always good wishes and pure feeling for everybody, for every situation is the sign of complete purity. Because of certain reason I may not have good wishes for this brother or positive thinking for this brother. Just for one person. I may not be able to maintain complete purity because of that. Such an important aspect is that for myself. Why I am here? I want to maintain complete purity. That is why just thinking, try to think about that person positive. The role of every soul in this drama is unique, important. He is playing his role, he is beautiful. Fifth aspect. Always think of a solution. Problems are coming in our life. Because this is the world of problem, ocean of problem. We are in the ocean of problems. But always think of a solution of that problem. Every problem has a solution. If you are thinking about the problem, you are getting lost in that problem, then lots of storms of waste thoughts would be there in your life. In your mind. Storm of waste thoughts. And that is a big loss in our Brahmin life. Having the storm of waste thoughts is a big loss. We must avoid ourselves. Why this happened? This must not be happened. Thinking about that problem. When we are getting lost in that problem can be like a mountain. That problem is becoming a big like a mountain. And when we are thinking about the solution, that big problem is becoming like a cotton or like a mustard seed. Small. If you have that attitude, great attitude, positive attitude, this is nothing. If you are really intelligent, you can turn that problem in opportunity. Become a chancellor. There is a chance for progress. We must not lose that opportunity. We must take benefit of that opportunity. Actually, problems are making us strong. If I will not accept the problems as a challenge, I may not have powerful stage. I may not able to maintain powerful stage. That is why I welcome problem. Expert player. Always welcoming the challenges. Because he is playing the game with confidence and courage. And that's why he is getting success in that play. Courage and confidence. These are the very special tools in our Brahmin life. Courageous souls only can bring the revolution in this world. In the beginning of yajna, many problems were there. But they never lost their hope. Our dadis, Baba. Highest authority, supreme authority is with me as a backbone. Victory is my birthright. And that is why they were facing that problem with full efficiency, full potential. They were getting success, victory. Sixth aspect, be attentive and vigilant. Anji? Be attentive and vigilant. Active. Vigilant. Vigilant?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, always be attentive and vigilant, alert, active. Because we are in the field of battle. We are unknown warrior. Warrior means what? Always attentive and vigilant. The moment we are losing our attention, the enemy can attack me, anything can hit me and create problem anytime. The border of any country would be safe when the force on the border is really attentive and vigilant. The moment they are losing their attention, the enemy can hit them, can create problem. Because we are in the field of battle. We are in the world of enemy. This is not our world. Golden age and silver age would be our world. This is not our world. This is enemy's world. That is why I must be attentive. Having full attention on myself, on my role, and on my work. Wherever I am playing my role. You won't be lazy and easy. Laziness. Baba says, say goodbye to laziness. Last season, Baba says, say goodbye to the laziness. Because laziness is a big obstacle in our progress, path of progress. Say goodbye. If you are alert, active, attentive, vigilant, laziness will not be there. Problem will not be there. You may be in your room. Nobody is looking at you. But you must think that you are on this world stage. Unlimited souls are looking at you. You will not be lazy. You will be very active. Because God has selected you as His instrument. You are not an ordinary soul like others, worldly souls. You are a very special soul. You are playing unique role in this unlimited drama. That is why you must have that attention on yourself. Hero actor means what? What is the difference in ordinary actor and hero actor? Hero actor always having full attention on himself. That's why he is performing every action as an extraordinary action. That's why he is called as a hero actor. We are hero actors of this drama. That is why Baba has said that carefree emperor. You are a carefree emperor. We must not have any care, tension or any burden. But on the other hand, we must be attentive and vigilant. Seventh aspect. Try to be always in soul conscious state throughout the day. Because problems are creating because of the body consciousness. But when we are being in soul consciousness, in true consciousness, in right consciousness, in real consciousness, that is a soul consciousness, and looking at others also as a soul conscious vision, then we can become problem proof. Problems are creating because of the awareness of body. That is a false consciousness. Looking at others as a body. We are the children of one and same Father. We are the children of one and same Father. When you are having this attitude, you will remain problem proof. You can maintain easily brotherhood vision. And this is the first and last lesson. You all are very lucky souls. Why? Huh? Why? No, you all here. Those are here now. Huh? You recognize Baba. Yeah, New Zealand? You are very lucky souls because you are here in January month on this, on globe. Madhuban is a very powerful place, a most elevated place on this planet of Earth. And you are here, and especially in this month of January. You can fulfill your any desire in a spiritual area. Whatever the desire you are having of having any spiritual experience, you can fulfill that desire here while being on this land, especially in January month. Because this is the month of blessing. Brahma Baba left body in this month, that's why Shiva Baba has given special blessing to this month. But you must take full benefit of this opportunity. This is a golden opportunity. Yeah, Baba prays a lot in about Madhuvan in the last Murli. And you are here. That's why take the chance of every minute, every second. Maintain very good soul conscious stage. Maintain very good yoga. Maintain very good angelic stage. Maintain very nice relationship with Baba. You desire, you just fulfill your desire. Whatever the desire you have. Having powerful yoga at Amrit Vela. And you can take that experiences with you in your country. At your workplace, then also you can maintain that elevated stage. Whatever the stage you are having here, You can maintain that stage while being in your country, at your workplace. At point, keep wearing the armor of godly intoxication all the day long. Keep wearing the armor of godly intoxication all the day long. That is a safety against enemy. There won't be any attack of enemy on the soul. If there is an attack of enemy, there won't be anything wrong. I will be safe. Always there is the fighting in between two intoxication, godly intoxication and worldly intoxication. Godly intoxication, worldly intoxication. When you are having the godly intoxication, then worldly intoxication is not influencing you. You will be safe from the influence of godly and worldly intoxication. That's why I just maintain that godly intoxication. Baba has given us very good car of our efforts. Vehicle. Very good vehicle of our efforts. And the fuel of that vehicle is godly intoxication. Fuel of that car is a godly intoxication. The rocket is flying like a bullet. Speed. Rocket is flying up like a bullet. What is the reason? The rocket have extra refined petrol, aviation turbine fuel. In the same way, if we have really very good experience of godly intoxication throughout the day, you can experience flying stage. And when you are experiencing flying stage, problem seems like a cotton or like a mustard seed, nothing. Because your stage is very high, you are up above with Baba. There won't be any sort of barrier or problem. And the secret of maintaining godly intoxication is just keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the day long. Keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the day long. I am not only a soul, but I am a world benefactor soul. I am a world transformer soul. You just keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect. You will experience godly intoxication naturally. When you are losing that throne, your stage would be ordinary. The prime minister of your country is acting, look at his face. When he is losing his throne, ordinary. He was prime minister, but he is now not now prime minister. Face ordinary. Because he is not on the throne. On the seat, on the position. That's why when we are sitting on the throne of self-respect in position, you can feel that intoxication, happiness, automatically. That is the secret of maintaining elevated stage of yoga. Ninth aspect. For becoming problem proof, while being in the field of action, keep always three helper with you. Patience, peace and love. If you would have these three helpers with you, problem will not be there anymore. You would have very nice relationship with harmony. While performing action in laukik field or in alaukik field, when you would have these three helpers with you, you would be problem proof. That is why keep always three helpers with you. The moment you are losing your patience, great problem. And tenth aspect, Baba said that Raj Yoga is the solution of all the problems. If we have that power of Raj Yoga, no problem. Your slogan would be no problem. If you are really powerful here, your stage is powerful, you can face any problem like a play, like a game. No problem for me. But when our stage is not so powerful, then we feel surrounded by many problems in the field of battle. We feel surrounded by many problems when we are not having good stage of yoga. That is why always try to maintain powerful stage of yoga all the time. Especially at Amrit Vela and in evening, have powerful experience of meditation. Then automatically the influence of this yoga would be on the day, stage of the day. When you are not having powerful Amrit Vela, then you would feel surrounded by problems throughout the day. Your stage will not be good. There is a saying that well beginning is half done. If your Amrit Vela is nice, your day would be wonderful. That is why just experience that Baba had given me the blessing of problem-free soul. Because this is the time of maintaining elevated stage of yoga. And charging the soul battery fast. Okay? Clear? If anybody have any question regarding this, can ask. Otherwise, we would have powerful meditation for half an hour. Yes?
Just a question about the Maya and the importance of understanding our enemy. Would you describe Maya as having a conscience of its own?
Maya is?
So, would you describe Maya as having a conscience of its own? You know, we speak about, you know, Baba. Is Maya like the opposite to Baba? It's not just in the vices within us.
Maya is just negativity. Maya is like a darkness. What is darkness?
So,
darkness is not energy. In the same way, Maya is not energy. That is just negativity in the self, in this atmosphere.
Maya has an energy.
No, Maya hasn't energy. Maya don't have any existence. Like a darkness. If the light is going away, darkness is coming here. If the light is here, no darkness. In the same way, if light is here, my stage is powerful, no Maya. Maya is just negativity.
Baba speaks about Maya dropping bombs. How do you describe that?
See, negativity. I would like to explain. Five vices are Maya, okay? But what are the five vices? Nothing. That is the absence of a particular divine virtue. What is lust? Absence of the purity. When we are losing the light of purity, the darkness of lust is coming on the soul. What is anger? Absence of the virtue of coolness. When we are losing that quality of coolness, anger is coming there. What is greed? Absence of the virtue of contentment. When we are losing that virtue, greed is coming. What is attachment? Having love with everybody, having equal love with everybody, this is divine quality because we are the children of ocean of love, Baba. That's why our nature must be loveful. But when we are losing that quality, having attachment. Then fifth one, ego. What is ego? Absence of the quality of humility. Humility. Humbleness. That is a quality. When we are losing that, ego, darkness of ego is coming automatically. But when sun is rising, darkness is disappearing. When sun is setting down, darkness is coming.
So conquering Maya is more does not allow that experience.
Yes. Yes. Always maintaining positivity. Conquering Maya. Yeah.
Laziness,
alert, active. Laziness is a subtle. See, when we are sleeping, we are losing fortune. In this same way, laziness is like half sleeping, half sleep. We are losing fortune. Because this is time of earning spiritual income and I am having half sleep, I am lazy, I am losing the chance, I am losing the opportunity. But as much purity is increasing, we become alert, active all the time. This is the sign of subtle body consciousness. Laziness. Mind become lazy, then our body is becoming lazy. First mind become lazy, then our body is becoming lazy. Okay. Sorry?
Having umbrella individually versus in a group. What's the difference or the speciality of that?
Having Amrutvela separate, alone, and having Amrutvela in a group. See, having Amrutvela in classroom, we and the person sitting on the gaddi giving drushti, that really creates powerful atmosphere. And that powerful atmosphere is helping us easily for flying up. And if you are sitting alone in your room, then you have to do special efforts for getting away from that and flying. Understand? That is why yoga, having yoga in gathering is also have important. But some souls, oh, I'm having yoga, good yoga when I am alone, and when I am in gathering, I feel really distraction. My attention is going here and there. But this is a matter of practice. When you are in gathering, you feel really the support of the vibrations, of the powerful atmosphere. And when you are sitting alone, there may be the vibration of sleep or vibration negative, but here the atmosphere is really charged. Negativity is already disappear. And in that powerful atmosphere, you can fly and you can easily maintain good stage yoga.
It isn't better to create our own space or
Yeah.
Our own self sometimes, because if you take the support of the atmosphere,
It means there is an importance of sitting in gathering also. There is a importance of sitting alone also. There is importance of both things also. If you are sitting in a gathering, you can give support to others also. Instead of receiving support, you can give support to others also. You can help others also. But sitting in solitude and having deep experience sometimes in a day also important aspect. That is your personal efforts and this is general efforts. And when you are sitting alone, then you may be lazy, or no one is looking at me. And then there may be possibility of sleep, vibrations of sleep. But if you are sitting in a home gathering, then you may have consciousness, oh no, no, the others are looking at me, that's why I must be alert. That's why this helps. When I was working in a kitchen, 77, I was working throughout the day, kitchen, and history hall was there only in Madhuban Nivasi, and I was sitting last, and all the time, saluting Maya. And I was thinking, and Dadi Prakashmani and Didi Manmani, they were conducting yoga on the seat, on the gaddi. And I was thinking, what they would think about me? Oh, the brother is always sleeping and spoiling the atmosphere of this class. And that really hit me, and my conscience was biting. No, no, I want to conquer anyhow this sleep. And I follow some yuktis. I found some new yuktis, and then I conquer sleep. And then Manohar Dadi was looking at me. Oh, this boy is very alert. Would you like to conduct yoga on the stage? I say, yes, why not? And because of that, I conduct yoga for 12 years on the stage of Om Shanti Bhavan. That is why, while sitting in gathering, we must be alert, we must be active. That is helping. Okay? Let us have a powerful meditation now. Sit very, just upright. Keep your away your bag and everything. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly the center of my forehead. That I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a sparkling star. I am a twinkling star. I am a beautiful, bright star. I am a radiant star. Radiating divine light. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. I am a pure soul. Spreading the fragrance of purity. Experiencing blissful stage. I am a peaceful soul. Spreading the living waves of peace. Experiencing depth of peace. My true existence in this world is just a point of divine light. I, the soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. Oh, how beautiful is this angelic world. Everywhere there is a snow white, bright, divine light. I, the soul, adopt the dress of an angel. How light dress is this? How beautiful is dress is this of divine light? Oh, the emperor of an angels. Sweet Brahma Baba is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiv Baba, also present in him. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the soul, is getting lost in the ocean of love. My sweet child, I'm really very happy. I am extremely happy. I found my long lost child after 5,000 years. Tears of love are visible in Baba's eyes. Oh, my lovely child. Ex- experience any relationship with me and fill your heart with true godly love. Experience me as your father. Be a small baby and sit in my lap and play in my lap. Experience true fatherly love from me. Become my obedient child, sincere child. Baba tells me that I can experience him as my supreme teacher. He is filling the apron of my intellect with invaluable jewels of knowledge. My intellect is becoming divine and divine. Is my best friend. I sit with him, I eat with him. I walk with him, I talk with him. I share the feelings of my heart with him. I feel very light in his company. He is totally loyal to me. He is always being with me. Whatever the problems I am facing in my life, he is always being with me. And in his company, I experience problem-proof life. I, the soul, is leaving the body of an angel and flying towards the soul world. Oh, how beautiful is this soul world. Everywhere there is a golden red divine light. It is infinite world of peace. This is my true home, my sweet home. Oh, incredibly beautiful form of my sweetest father is in front of me. He is most beautiful being in this world. The soul is enjoying his beauty. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. In the world of my heart, there is only an only my sweetest father. Baba. Baba. The soul was suffering badly in the ocean of sorrow. And hey, merciful Father, you just picked me up, you lifted me up and put on the throne of your heart. You are so great, Baba. You are so generous, Baba. You are so sweet, Baba. I love your company, Baba. These are the golden moments of my life. Which I am experiencing in your elevated company. You are the comforter of my heart, Baba. Baba is a son of knowledge. He is an unlimited source of spiritual energy. I am receiving the powerful rays from Baba constantly over me. I am enjoying spiritual sun bath in his company. I am receiving and receiving and receiving tremendous powers from the Son of Knowledge, Baba. The sins of past birth burning away in the volcanic fire of yoga. I feel very light and happy. I am receiving constantly the shower of powers from Sun of Knowledge over me constantly. The battery of my soul is recharging. My energy level is increasing. Receiving tremendous powers from the spiritual powerhouse Baba constantly. I receive lots of powers from Baba. The soul is returning back from incorporeal world to corporeal world. And entering in this corporeal body, sitting in the center of my forehead, on the throne of my self-respect, and experiencing self-sovereignty stage, I am a powerful soul, Master Almighty Soul, and spreading the waves of spiritual energy in this atmosphere. And charging this atmosphere. I am just a tiny and shining point of divine light. Om Shanti Shanti.